Another episode of Geeky Radio, and I'm Tino Magnetta. Tonight I have a really, really good friend of mine, Mike Donovan. He's a great guy, and welcome to the show, buddy.
Tino, happy to be here.
Good. So we were just talking before we came on. You guys are burning it up there. You got a lot of stuff going on. You got pool parties every weekend, and tell us a little bit about what's going on in like Atlantic City at Ocean's Resort.
Yeah, it's summer again, and we're happy to be here. We're right on the ocean in Atlantic City. We've got a phenomenal property, an ocean, over 1,400 rooms, North America's largest stationary theater, great nightclub, casino, over 15 restaurants, just a lot of great amenities here as well. So starting to feel like summer, the crowds are coming in. We've had some pretty big weekends, recently, and, business levels just keep growing. So that's part of a great thing, bringing back a big property like that. It's a phenomenal product and glad to be part of the team.
Now, Mike, you have a pretty amazing pool party too. It's pretty large, right? How many people can you fit in?
Yeah, we have 3,000 capacity outside. We had Armin Van Buuren on Memorial Day weekend, big DJs. So it's busy every weekend, and we have kind of two crowds. We have the younger crowd that visits the nightclubs and the day clubs, and we have our traditional Atlantic City slot and table game crowd that, enjoys, the gambling and entertainment that we have to offer. But also in addition to that outdoor pool, we have two phenomenal hotel pools, one adult pool, one kids and family pool that are right on the ocean. And, it's amazing poolside ocean right in front of you. You have the views of the boardwalk. You just can't find anything like that in Atlantic City.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now, Mike, you were born in Cincinnati, right?
Cincinnati, yeah. I grew up in Cincinnati and somehow traveled. I think I've done a circle around the country and wound back up in Atlantic City. Not originally from New Jersey, but glad to be here and love the town.
Now you got into the job dealing cards, right? You just kind of fell into it. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Yeah, after college, I graduated from Kentucky. I drove cross country for the summer. Started out as a dealer and got into a GM training program with Tropicana at the time. It was 2008, the economy tumbled, I kind of wound up in marketing. I went through the general manager training program and found myself, in the marketing department. They fired the whole department, and it was basically myself, a database manager, and, an entertainment manager left, and we just kind of, as a team, did a lot with a little, and built that property back up, from scratch. So it was an interesting time. Definitely great experience directly out of college.
Now your mom worked at Procter & Gamble, right, and used to take you to the offices.
Yeah, she took me in. I always thought that I was going to probably work at Procter & Gamble and stay in Cincinnati and do brand marketing for Tide. Somehow, 15 years later, I find myself giving away toaster ovens to casino guests instead. So it's funny how never a direct path to what you think is going to happen, right?
So you
but I wouldn't have
it
any other way. I mean, I think I had my last job. We were in an office and nice offices. Downtown, and it's kind of odd being out of a casino because that's where you're at your entire career, and to not walk down to the casino floor and see the people and the excitement that you get at a casino. It's a little bit odd. It takes some adjusting and getting used to. So I don't think I'd have it any other way.
Yeah, it's a great business. What, now, you started dealing cards, but what was it about the business that caused you to stick with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you definitely get a rush from it. You know, it's something that's, different. But, you know, there's a lot of opportunities in the business, and I think that you find your way into those opportunities. And, you know, sometimes that means, you have to move to a new city. But, you know, how lucky are we and how fortunate are we to be in an industry where you can, you know, travel all around and try all these different locations and live in these places, and you know, somebody will you know, pay you to do that, you know. So it's great to get that experience, and especially, you know, it was great for my career to do it young, and you know, to take those chances and you know, move to cities where you don't know anybody, and you know, start a new job where you don't know anybody, and you know, that's the exciting part of the game industry, right? Is that you know, people, you know, take these opportunities and, you know, have moved up from, you know, being, you know, dealers and you know, floor people to, you know, big jobs in the casino industry. It's, you don't see that in a lot of other markets, and you don't see that in a lot of other businesses, right?
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think that, you know, gaming's all over, and there's only it's a very niche market, right? You know, you think of it outside the gaming industry. You know, if I go back to Cincinnati, you know, there's nobody else there that does, you know, anything in the casino industry. So I think, you know, there's the expansion of gaming over the years. There's more jobs that are out there, you know, between opening new casinos and, you know, there's just, again, there's so many things that are out there and so many opportunities for people to take advantage of that it's a good industry to get into young and, you know, learn the ropes.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty incredible industry. What qualities do you have to have that you think made you successful, and where did you get them?
I had great mentors, I think, in my career. Over the years, I've had the ability to work with, you know, great GMs, great colleagues that have, you know, guided me and influenced my views, and you know, really taught me how to see the business and, you know, what works, what doesn't work. You know, so I think that was really important. Also, you know, having a little bit different perspective by working on the corporate side, you know, has helped me see a little bit more big picture items, you know, I think versus being just solely focused on property level things. You know, you like both. You know, they're definitely different jobs, but, you know, again, in any of the jobs, it's just, you know, the ability to problem solve and, you know, really figure out unique solutions to problems that you have. And, you know, that's all the job is. It's just, you know, you solve one problem after another. And, you know, having the ability to see different problems in different markets and how they handle it, you know, gives you a unique perspective and an ability to, you know, solve that, you know, no matter where you're at, right? So if you just, you know, given that experience, you've been able to see more things than I think an average person that has just worked in one market their entire life, you know, would see.
Now, you said to me once, you have to do stuff or things that no one has ever done. You have to take chances.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my mom used to always say, you know, you have to do what you need to do now so you can want to do later, so you can do what you want to do later. I think that, you know, a certain part of this industry. You know, we're in the gambling industry, right? It's, you know, you got to take the risks at the right time, you know when to be patient. And you learn that over the years, right? So I think that with all these things, it's a lot about timing, and you know, you can't be afraid to take high percentage shots, and that's really similar to what we do on the marketing side, right? You know, we don't know if a customer is going to come in and play to the level of offers that we're sending to these folks. So all we have is prior data to go off of. But, you know, we take that high percentage shot and we say, you know, we think this person's going to play up to that level and come in. And if they don't, then, you know, their offers in the future will reflect something different.
Right.
You know, so, and I think that that's what's led my approach to marketing by being more aggressive than I think the competition in most markets, you know, has led us to be successful. And, you know, that's also risky, right, on a marketing side. You don't often get in trouble if you're within your budget on a marketing side. You just say, oh, revenues didn't come in where we expected it. Where, you know, typically marketing people get in trouble is they spend more than their budget, and you know, that's risky. But you know, you have to be aggressive to drive the business long term. And as long as you have rules in place that dictate behavior, you know, eventually you can weed out all those expenses that you know aren't influential to the business, right?
Yeah. What elements make a great marketer?
I think you got to have passion, you know, for the job, right? You know, are you willing to put in the hours, you know? What's your drive? You know, how are you motivated to accomplish your goals? You know, are you willing to do stuff that no one has ever done in that market before, you know, to maybe give you an edge over the competition? I think that all these things, you know, break the tradition and model, you know, are you willing to challenge the status quo to maybe achieve results that people wouldn't think that you could achieve, right?
Yeah, disrupt things a little bit.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's tough to do it, you know, because a lot of times people, you know, at every casino don't like change, right? But, you know, you have to push the envelope with everything, right? And if you're not doing that, somebody else will. And eventually, you know, you're going to find yourself in a place that you don't want to be as a marketer. And, you know, I think that you always have to be, you know, continually trying to search for that business and doing everything that you possibly can to get your current customers into the door more, drive more trips out of those players, to reactivate inactive customers, to try to get new customers through your door. You know, that all gets back to a balanced marketing approach. And again, all that is difficult to do if you don't have passion for the job.
Yeah, passion is a huge part of it. And you use that word quite a bit throughout every time I've talked to you. And I know you're passionate about everything you do, and that's it shows. Now, you've been very successful. Email is one of your huge ROI tools, which is really relatively inexpensive platform to talk to customers on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the more you can communicate with people and the most effective ways you can communicate with people are obviously email and, you know, direct mail. But I think that it just all plays into that high-frequency marketing approach that has been successful across markets for me throughout my career, where, you know, you look to drive trips, right, because you know ultimately that more trips are going to equal more profit for, you know, your business, right? So we increase offers, we increase the communication of those offers, I could, you know, I don't know what your screen time on your iPhone looks like, Tino, but I know for mine, I'm checking my emails, you know, minute by minute, you know, these days. And I think that as time goes on, more people do that minute by minute checking of their emails. So, you know, to not have an email address on someone is criminal. You know, I've gone into a lot of properties and, you know, they'll have a million person database and, you know, 500,000 of those million people will not have email addresses, right? So if I can increase that number overnight and pick up a couple hundred thousand email addresses, and I can do that for relatively inexpensive, I'm going to do that all day long, right? And then if I can email somebody a message for a tenth of a penny, you know, I can communicate with them much more frequently for cheaper than I can through any other communication method that's out there, right? So I think that, again, it all just plays into this constant communication approach. And, you know, you got to do everything right, right? So you got to do direct mail right. You got to do email right. You got traditional media right. You have to have your digital media spin. You know, all these things play into bigger marketing communication strategy, right? So more direct mail, more email, more push notifications, they all drive more trips at the end of the day. So yeah, it's an exciting time to be a marketer because we have all these tools at our disposal. You know, at the same time, we have smarter and smarter competition. So, you know, if you're not doing it, your competition is doing it. And, you know, an aggressive market as Atlantic City, you know, you definitely have to be on top of your game with those things.
Right. Yeah. Especially, well, you know what? It's interesting because, you know, I've always said the test of a true marketer is someone who can go into a distressed property and turn that property around. And you seem to gravitate to that kind of situation. Tell us a little bit about that.
I never get the easy assignments somehow.
The thing is, you're successful every time. So you've done it. I think that you're on your third or fourth stop with something like this. Tell us a little bit about the science, like what you say, the science and art of marketing. That's what you've pointed.
Yeah, you know. It truly is, you know, you have to combine the two. You know, I think that people can let the data lead them in any direction. You know, I can make the data, you know, look good and say whatever I wanted it to. But, you know, I think that the few things that we look at in the industry, you know, are impactful, you know. So, you know, what is driving EBITDA at the end of the day, right? And what is driving that over my career is you know, more trips from quality players, right? And, you know, there is, you know, certain science in that and, you know, knowing what levels to mail or what levels to give offers to and how frequent to give those offers and how to communicate those offers. But, you know, there's also certain pieces that you pick up over the way about how to communicate that and the art of communicating that. And I've been very fortunate to work with people that have helped me perfect this over years in the industry and, you know, great agencies and, you know, colleagues that, you know, we've really thought about this from a customer standpoint. And, you know, what's the easiest for me if I'm a customer? Is it me adding up amounts from multiple mail pieces that I get, you know, 10 different mail pieces from one property and, you know, I'm coming in Saturday and I have to like add this postcard to this core mail piece to these other things? Or for us as marketers, is it easier just to bundle that into one, you know, big number so you can just hand it to people and say, hey, you come in this Saturday, you're going to get a toaster oven $500 in free play and $500 in gift cards, plus, you know, food offers, hotel rooms, you know, all these things. So I really do think that, you know, there is, you know, you have to have that experience and the communication piece to really pull it off in a meaningful manner.
You're very aggressive. You're one of the most aggressive marketers I've ever worked with. And it's very unique. I think that you seem to be able to take all the places that you're going to get the most ROI when you slice and dice it. And one of those areas is the inactive player. Is there such thing as an inactive player, or is that just caused by marketers that are failing to find a platform to market to them? And how to do that?
Well, I think that this gets into the counterintuitive conversation of, you know, people trying to save their way to success on a marketing side. And, you know, oftentimes the first place they look is, you know, mail costs and postage and, you know, these things. So they won't talk to anybody that hasn't been to the property in the last 6 months, right? They're just, we can't talk to them anymore. I think that your guys' product is so great from the fact that you can talk to them. Talk to them via email, you know, direct mail, you know, if they're a quality player, you know, I would direct mail to them lifetime, you know, so I would go back to them as long as you have their information in the system, you know, and mail to them at a certain extent. I think that makes all the sense in the world. But, you know, at a minimum, you can email to them and email them aggressive offers. If they don't come in and use the offer, it doesn't cost you anything. It costs you a tenth of a penny to send the email, right? So, you know, I think that those are things that when people think about email, you know, they think about it on a mass level, and they don't think about it oftentimes individually, and certainly not from an inactive standpoint. And, you know, Chris Jenner, who obviously, you know, talks about, you know, sending, you know, multiple emails per day, and, you know, as long as they are influential offers, you know, people will continue to open them, and, you know, they're interested, right? So over time, I think for that right gift, free play, weekend, you know, that inactive customer knows where your property is, you know, they're going to be a lot easier to get into your property than going out and finding some elusive new member, you know, because it's more costly to get new members where inactive customers, I have all your data. I know exactly who you are. I know what you're worth. You know, I think that's a much easier lift at the end of the day than, you know, trying to go after new members, right?
You were saying to me it's the right message at the right time through the right channel. And every channel is a different kind of message.
Yeah, and you never know which person's going to like which channel, right? You know, me, mm-hmm. I'm much more digital than probably most of our customers that you know, are, you know, 50 plus. At the same time, Facebook is expanding at such a rate that, you know, people are more digital and it's all going mobile these days. So, you know, to the point that everyone has their email at their fingertips and is constantly looking at their phone, you know, it might be a lot more influential to email to a person. At the same time, though, you know, I just anecdotally think, like, you know, every time I go to my mailbox, I always get, you know, bills and, you know, envelopes that I have to open. I never get any good mail. The only good mail that I get is casino mail, right? Because it's always like, you know, I don't have to do anything. You know, I get to see what's going on, you know, some good entertainment. So it's a fun piece.
You get some and good free stuff.
Like, you know,
you get some good free stuff,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, cool.
I think for most people, you know, that brightens up their day. And then when you think about the psyche of a true gamer, right? You know, somebody who you want in the property and, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, they are laying out, you know, all the offers that they're getting for the weekend on their kitchen tables, and they're deciding where they're going to go, right? So if you don't have an aggressive offer, you know, they've got other options. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you need to put yourself in the consideration set with them. You know, so that's what's been great for me at Ocean, where I've never had such a nice property before. You know, we had the Four Seasons in St. Louis, which was certainly a nice hotel product. But you know, it's a multi-billion-dollar property now. So, you know, combining that one-of-a-kind product with, you know, great offers, you know, there's nobody else in town that offers that value to customers. So it's been, you know, really interesting to see just the surge of response that we can get from some of these offers out there, where, you know, people oftentimes are getting a much better offer than what they're getting down the street. You know, seeing that response of people coming back to the property and the increase in volumes at the property, you know, it has been nice, you know, over my couple months here.
Yeah, and you've broken some records too. Didn't you have the biggest weekend in the property's history? I mean, was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Yeah, it was, you know, May was the largest slot revenue month in the property's history. Now June will surpass that and be the highest gaming revenue in the property's history. So, you know, we've got a really good pace here, and, you know, we're looking to peak at the right time with summer coming up. So we're excited for our team. You know, we've got over 3,000 team members here. We're excited for Atlantic City. You know, the future looks bright, and, you know, this end of the boardwalk is got some really great things going on. We're about to celebrate our one-year anniversary. June 27th, Hard Rock and us partnered on some fantastic fireworks. We're going to, you know, spend a lot put on a great fireworks show for Atlantic City.
Wow.
So, we're excited. A lot of entertainment out there over the summer. So, you know, we invite people to come to the property and check it out for yourself.
Mike, you always fascinate me because, I mean, you talk about this property now and how you have such a great property, but you've done this at other properties that weren't so great. You've been able to, you know, break records and push the envelope. And is that, and to me, having spoken to so many marketers over the years, the aggressiveness that you have is very unique. Is that your character? Where is that born from? Where does that come from to be able to come in? And because you say that nonchalantly about having the best, you know, month or whatever, next month you're going to beat records. It's almost like for me knowing you, I've come to expect that from you and nothing less. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, look, I'd always rather play offense than play defense, right? So it's just more fun. But I think, you know, that just gets back to my experience in the game industry and, you know, the mentors that I've had over the years, where, you know, I've seen a lot of things and, you know, I know what works. And, you know, I've tried the opposite way. And long term, there's no substitute for the type of aggressive marketing that we're doing. Short term, sure. You know, you could cut yourself to short term goals quarter over quarter, but you know, long-term sustainable growth, it's tough, you know, because there's a lot of different properties out there and they're in different maturity phases, you know, some more mature than others. But even, you know, we've gone into mature markets and been able to increase spending on what I would consider influential marketing versus non-influential. You know, you know, I think that's where marketers get more of a bad reputation, is that, you know, we're not looking at it. We're just aimlessly spending money on, you know, promotions that you know, aren't showing a return, right? So I think that, you know, we have to be careful about, you know, how we spend our money and make sure that it is driving EBITDA at the end of the day, right? So, you know, we have to learn and know what is influential to the customer driving that trip and maybe what things that aren't so influential. You know, so I always believe that direct-to-customer marketing is going to be a lot more it's going to drive trips a lot easier for customers versus, you know, sweepstakes and you know, other things that maybe, you know, are nice to haves, but you know, don't really drive that person to the property specifically for that. But then that comes out of an Atlantic City approach and other markets that I've worked in and seen have completely different approaches. It just, you know, I think it's about pushing that boundary and seeing, okay, well, you know, if we do a couple more gift days, a couple more free play days, gift cards, you know, like what are the things that people respond to? And at the end of the day, what are the days that drive the numbers, right? And, you know, how do we do that in a way that is profitable? There's the trick itself, right? So, you know, you have to have that experience and combine all those things together. And it's not easy to do. Trust me, I've failed miserably at a couple different locations, and it's taken months to, you know, correct itself. But, you know, long term, every time, spend over not spending, right? At the end of the day, the money that you spend is most likely going to be played back, if nothing else, as long as you're doing it effectively, and you're gaining market share. So if you're going to be in the same spot regardless and you're going to build your business long term, you would do that all day.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I have seen this, you have seen this especially over and over and over. You go to a new casino, you look, and the database has not been monetized at all. And this happens so often. And you kind of ask yourself, you know, what it's a gift for us and you and whoever's going in, but for the people that were there, sometimes three or four regimes, you know, what were they thinking? Why are they not digging into the database? Because at the end of the day, that's where all the money is, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot of times people philosophically are just, you know, not focused on database, right? Where that is the easiest, quickest way to get to where you're trying to go, right? So, you know, people that are, you know, very focused on sweepstakes or you know, multiplier promotions or things that just flat out don't drive play, instead of talking directly to that customer on a one-on-one basis and saying, you know what, you haven't been in 2 years, you haven't been in 3 years, you know, you live within 50 miles of the property, you're probably going somewhere else, right? Let's maybe send you a great offer and just continue to talk to you on an ongoing basis, right? So
right.
You know, when I came into the property here, we had a database from Revel that was over 1 million people that we didn't talk to in any kind of meaningful way, and we had never talked to. You know, someone that is coming into a new property, I saw that as a completeness, right? So we took every quality player that they had in the database, and we started mailing to them on a weekly basis. And you know what? It doesn't matter to me if they never come in. I'm going to continue to mail to those people because I know that those are high percentage shots all day long. And I know that I'm going to capture enough of those people to offset the cost of the people that don't come in, right? And furthermore, I'm going to weed out the people that are no longer profitable for us, right? And to where we can continue to have this great base of business, the customers that are doing the right thing and continue to come in. And, you know, it's great for the property long term.
Now, you said something there that's very interesting, and I never hear marketers say this, but you said, I'll continue marketing to that person forever. I don't care if they don't come in. what's behind that? Because that's,
well, again,
to me, that's the proper way of doing it. But I mean, what's behind that? Because some people say, why are you marketing to them if they're not coming back?
It's a numbers game, right? And you know, as marketers, that's what we do. It's a law of large numbers, right? You know, you're going to, get so many folks to come back and try the property again. And as long as you're offering them a fair deal, I feel like they'll come back to the property as long as they see value, right? So that's why we have increased offers, increased offer frequency across the board. You know, we've offered, more comps to people. We've increased the availability of hotel rooms. We spend the most of anybody on a percentage basis in the market. And that's all by design to drive those folks back into the property. And, you know, the people that that don't come in, I know that one day there's going to be a gift or a gift card or a weekend that'll catch their attention to where maybe they'll give the property another shot. Maybe they'll get tired with their current casino and just say, you know, man, Ocean just keeps mailing me these offers. Like, I got to go in and try this out. Because I'm not happy with where I'm currently at. Right. So I feel like competitive wise, that keeps pressure on, the competition, keeps them honest. Right.
Yeah. And try to keep top of mind. Right. Because if you're not communicating with that customer on an ongoing basis, you're definitely not going to get them in. You don't even stand a chance. That's the key. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah, and that's where the high frequency marketing approach all comes into. You have to be aggressive these days. You know, you have to stay top of mind. It's an ongoing communication with the customer. You know, I feel like as marketers, you know, we incent very highly for new members, right? And then once you're an active member, we incent to you less. And then, you know, after 6 months, 12 months, you become inactive, we incent you more to come in, right? Why not just have that constant communication where you're rewarding somebody based on their behavior and incentivizing good behavior and maybe discouraging bad behavior, right? So, all along, you're looking at somebody and saying, you know what, I'm going to continue to give you the best offer that I possibly can until – I can't
you
anymore
do come
because,
in.
Right. you come in and you don't play to what the offers are, and you have to have those tools and those rules set up, as well. And that's where you learn over the years that, certain margin breaks and unprofitables and where to make your segmentation at, right?
Yeah, incredible stuff, Mike. Incredible. Should we take some calls?
Sure.
Hello, this is Tino Magnetta. Do you have a question for Mr. Donovan?
Hey, Tino, this is John.
Hey, how
so
are you, John?
I do have a question. I'm doing all right. Mike, I had a question for you. You were discussing a lot about, multi-channel approach and frequency. And so I kind of have a two-part question. So, one, along the spirit of right channel, right player, right time, how do you go about determining each player's preferential channel and reaching out to them on that? And then the second part of this is, in that process of trying to, determine that, how do you control the amount of messaging that each player is receiving? Almost, in other words, how much is too much and how do you monitor that?
Yeah, there's great there's great programs out there that you can use for all these things. I definitely think that giving the customer to choose how they like to be communicated with is always the right option, right? So if someone goes to a kiosk and says, hey, I'd like to be contacted via email. I don't need direct mail, right? That's great. That tells us that person only wants to be contacted via email. Or maybe I only want to be notified via the app what my offers are, right? So I think that, giving the customer that option is always the best approach. But until you know that, I would always say at a certain level and above, every approach is good, because the more communication you have, the more chance you have to, get people back into the property. I also think that, email being so cheap at a certain point, it just makes sense to, always keep people top of mind via email. You can speak to this too. There's a thought that, one email a week or, maybe one email, I don't think that there's ever too many emails to where I've seen the opt-out rate go up. So I think that frequency on that, as long as the offer is influential and the offer is good and you're just not clearly spamming people, I think that that's always probably the best practice that I've seen.
Yeah, I think Mike's right on the money there. I think that a lot of marketers who are not aggressive, they're leaving a lot of money on the table. And, we're going to be doing a panel in casino marketing on the 24th of July at 9:30 at Caesars. So if anybody's coming out, I'm going to have Mike Donovan and Chris Jenner from Caesars, VP Digital Marketing, and Brian Muran, who's the VP of marketing at Maryland Live. And all these guys are very aggressive. And, Chris has been on the email for his whole career, and he's emailing people multiple times a day. And his theory behind that, and we'll be talking about this on the panel, demystifying some of the myths of email, where people say, I don't want to bother my customers, is that as long as the offer is relevant and your brand is trusted by the consumer, they are welcoming emails. It's like Mike, you get, when you get emails from casinos, you're happy because they're giving you something, right? Kind of makes your day.
Yeah. You see so much stuff out there that is, maybe not relevant, right? That, to get something from, a casino that actually has an offer in there for me, free stuff, I think, always increases response and definitely increases that affinity that people have with your brand, right?
Are you there, JV?
I am here. No, I'm here,
okay.
Guys.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. I appreciate the feedback, Mike. And then, last question is just that, have you been testing out or have you been working with already some of the more location-based services and, along with your apps and things like that? And what's your experience been with those?
I had better apps. I don't currently have a great app, but we're working on that. I've used Joingo at a couple different properties, and they have really great location-based services where you can figure out where people are at and target rules based on that. So if you see that when your customers is within 5 miles of your property, maybe you could activate that to have specific offers, or vice versa. If they're a competitor's property, maybe there's a specific reminder that you want to give them. I think that all those are good things to have. You just got to have the user base to really justify that. If you only have a couple thousand people that use your app, maybe it doesn't make sense to use those rules, if you have a 300,000 person mail file. But if you have 20,000 people using the app, then you definitely need to have specific location-based offers set up that at least trigger some kind of reminder that, here's your offers for, today.
Yeah, gotcha. And
thanks,
then actually,
JV,
on that note – oh, thanks, guys. Bye.
No, go ahead. You were going to say something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually was just curious. You mentioned reminders. You know, are over email especially, are you big on follow-up reminders after offers are sent out, and do you find that works?
Yeah, so typically we, you know, we'll have direct mail hit, you know, 18 to 14 days in hands prior to the offer going out. You know, we will follow up maybe 10 to 7 days in advance with an email notification of what your offers are for the next week. So I think that always that double communication works, and then you know, even sometimes triple communication, again, with email, it's just so cheap and so effective to do so. You can launch multiple campaigns at simultaneously, right?
Great stuff, buddy.
Yeah, thanks
you.
A lot, Mike.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Sean. John B.
Tino Magnetta, do you have a question for Mike Donovan?
Hey, it's Vince Manfredi. How are you?
Good, Vince. How are you?
Hey, Vince.
Good.
How are you?
Hey, very well. Thank you. I'm enjoying the conversation. I've got two questions for you. I'm not super familiar with the Atlantic City market, and I watched it deteriorate over the last, you know, decade with basically competition surrounding it, and that competitive disadvantage is not over yet. There's new casinos, I believe, opening up in Philadelphia shortly, et cetera. And so what is perplexing to me is, in spite of all of that, like, you've had 12 months of year-over-year growth, I believe, and you're talking about one of the biggest, you know, weekends ever. What's going on in Atlantic City?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, we obviously had Hard Rock and Ocean that opened up last June, right? And so we're coming up on about a year of us being open. So, you know, July will really be the true indication for the market of how much we've grown year over year, same store sales growth, right, out of the market to see, you know, what it is. You know, I think that, look, you know, regionally, we have very tough competitors, large competition, you know, national brands, you know, but at the end of the day, Atlantic City is still one of the largest markets in the United States. You know, I think on a Saturday night, just to see the amount of casino volumes that we have here are you know, really tremendous. You know, walking down the boardwalk, you know, it doesn't really get any better than that. So I think that the future is bright for the city. You know, we're coming up to summer season. If you've ever taken Garden State Parkway north, you can see the traffic, you know, that goes back to the city on the weekends or comes down from the city, either Philadelphia or New York, on the weekends. You know, midweek, non-summer, it's a tough market. It's always been a tough market, even leading back to before competition. But you know, I think some of that competition is already built in. I don't think that, you know, having another casino in Philadelphia is going to make that much of a material impact on the city. You know, so I think we're in a good spot right now, and you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on. You know, I don't think that the city's ever had more entertainment. So, you know, if you came here on any given weekend, you know, you have big acts all around town. You know, so I think that there's great things that are going on. But again, you know, it's difficult for both us and Hard Rock to open properties. That first year of business is always your most difficult, right? And now that I think that we've got a year underneath ourselves, it'll be, you know, interesting to see how this summer shakes out, but confident and optimistic.
I mean, it's got to be more than just an increase in capacity when there's erosion happening. And I think it's fantastic. It's interesting to see and to watch. I'm actually going to be in town next week, so maybe I'll get a chance to stop by and say hello. I have another question for you. You've talked a lot about, you know, offer-driven marketing, and obviously it's our life bread. What about retention? Do you have any high-level thoughts on retention you could share?
Yeah, no, I think your active customer base is by far the best chance that you have to increase your gaming revenues and ultimately your profitability, right? So your active database that you have in itself, right? They're coming to your property. They know exactly where you're at. You know, they've been in, you know, in a recent time frame. But, you know, you take, for instance, here, you know, they're probably splitting their wallet with a handful of other casinos, right? You know, so I think that, those folks are the ones that you really need to, you know, focus on first, right? And make sure that your active customer base, you're giving them, you know, great offers and, you know, you have, you know, wonderful communication with them on an ongoing basis, right? So, you know, when I first got to Ocean, they were mailing people one offer a week and they were mailing them monthly mailers. We changed that to mailing them offer every day and mailing them weekly offers, right? So we are mailing people every single week, staying top of mind awareness, driving that reminder with, you know, email weekly and, you know, daily offers out there in a market that is, you know, highly competitive is a must for Atlantic City. So, you know, multiple free play offers, you know, multiple gift offers, gift cards, you know, you definitely need a lot of different things and events going on to keep the properties full in Atlantic City.
I like that. You know, I haven't been there since the last time I was there. I was working for IGT. We actually sold the Advantage system to what was Rebel at the time. And I'm looking forward to seeing the property. I haven't ever seen it. So I'm looking forward to next week. I've enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much, sir.
Love to have you. Thanks, Vince.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
This is Tino Magnetta. Do you have a question for Mike Donovan?
Well, I could go on for about an hour. I'm really enjoying the conversation. Mike, I'm knocked out. I've been in a parallel path kind of to you. I've been in the entertainment business, which is what I feel you're in, and I've been in the music and sports side all of my life, and I'm an old guy, which leads to my next question. How long have you been in the casino industry?
I started in 2007, so a little bit over 12 years.
Okay. And did you, because I know in my history, you have, it's obvious by the way you talk, the passion that you have. Has this passion become strong because it's not a job, it's a way of life?
Yeah, you got to live the numbers, and, you know, you live every single, you know, issue that comes in with the property, right? And, you know, you definitely take things personally, and, you know, I think you have to in this business, right? So ultimately, at the end of the day, you're looking to build a better experience for your customers than the guys down the street. And there's no better feeling in the world than when you can create that and you have a full casino and, you know, customers are happy, people are coming in. You know, you try to replicate that across properties. And I think that that's where you keep wanting to recreate that. And, you know, that sense of accomplishment that you get from doing that. I mean, there's no better feeling.
I would imagine. And it's, again, your passion shows that. The other question I just wanted to ask was, as you've seen, I mean, you're the perfect time to have seen the growth of all the electronic media platforms, email and Facebook, and I know what are there now, 40 other ones. I don't even know. There's just so many. I know my grandkids and I don't communicate because I'm not into the same one they are. But as you've seen that grow, it is, I mean, is there, I mean, you look down the road, which I'm sure you do all the time. There is nothing that ever you can see down the road that's going to match the success you're having with that. Or do you disagree?
No, I think, every ad plan that we look at, we definitely look at digital as being our meat and potatoes, where, traditional advertising used to, be that core. I don't think that it is, certainly for entertainment acts anymore. So much of your hotel spend is digital now. Even, casino, you look at Facebook or Google AdWords or, any of the Instagram, any of the big ones, you can target exactly who you want to talk to, how you want to talk to them, what bands they're interested in for entertainment, people with certain interests, so they're so granular that you can buy these impressions anymore, that thinking about doing broad TV campaigns, mm-hmm. it seems inefficient, but there's a place for all these things. We do TV,
sure.
We do radio, we have a lot of outdoor. I'm still a big direct mail fan. So I think you got to do all of them right. I think it's just a matter of how much time and resources do you allocate to each one of these sections. And, it's becoming more and more digital. Everything is. So I think that marketers are transitioning funds to that just because, you can't mm-hmm. beat it for efficiency. Then again, it's difficult to tell that story with digital. It's becoming better with digital video and the different outlets that you have. But, traditional, there's still something about, and I told Tina this earlier, there's still something about me opening up my mailbox and looking at this, casino direct mail piece that I think customers really connect with. And I certainly like it. And I'm, 34, so I'm sure that there's mm-hmm. a lot of people out there that, really enjoy it, especially the casino target demographic, which is largely 40 plus, right?
Right, exactly. And I was 34 once, now I'm double that, and it's still crazy out there, or crazier.
Yeah.
Really enjoy what you've said. I think it's outstanding because I'm always interested in marketing platforms that people are choosing to get the ROI that they need. And it is tough right now. So I agree with you completely on what you've said, and I really appreciate your sharing it.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you. I'll let you guys go back.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Mike, you have some fireworks coming up. You said that you're doing that in conjunction with the Hard Rock. When is all that happening? Is that over a weekend or?
So Thursday, June 27th, we mm-hmm. celebrate our 1 year anniversary with Hard Rock. We opened up on the exact same day last year. Mm-hmm. So you have two fabulous casino properties that have been in the market for a year, and we've got fireworks on that night. We've got a great casino party going on. We actually have a week-long celebration. This Friday starts it. We have a special party at Wahlburgers with Mark Wahlberg is going to be there. We're opening a new casino yeah. lounge. We're opening a new nightclub and speakeasy that we have. Next weekend, we have entertainment. We're giving away free Mercedes. So it's like a week full of activities that we have planned for the grand opening, or sorry, the 1 year anniversary
yes.
week. So,
and does that ride right into the July 4th weekend?
That's right. Yeah. July 4th is interesting because it's on a Thursday this year. So
yeah.
I'm sure, and you
take the whole weekend off.
You love when that happens, right? Because then you get a couple of days out of that. A lot of different events going on for 4th of July weekend. We've got a beach club that's going to be packed. So we're looking to, celebrate our
great holiday with us. So.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to our panel. Mike's going to be on it with Chris Jenner and Ryan Uren, July 24th at Caesars Palace for the Casino Marketing Technology Conference in Las Vegas. If you're there and attending the conference, it's a must-see panel. It's the first time I've gotten all three of these guys together. And Brian and Chris will also be on the show before that date. Mike, thanks so much, man. You're the best, dude. I mean, it's, I can't say it any other way.
keep talking. Go on. No, all good. Thanks for having me, and I'll be expecting maybe some drinks after the Casino Marketing Technology Conference, right? We'll
absolutely, buddy. Drinks and a meal for sure for everybody. Yeah.
GT advertising or
absolutely, no question.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. You have a good rest of the month. Sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on, and continue breaking records, buddy. I expect nothing less.
All right. Appreciate you.
Take care, buddy.
Best of luck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a great guy Mike is. And I have a show coming up on Thursday. And we have Nick Pierre. He's an interesting cat. And he's got a lot of interesting things to say. And remember, everybody's got a story to tell. You just have to have time to listen. Have a good night, everybody, and God bless.